So I'm at the campsite. I'm at the little bit of a park, which is outside the campsite, where you can sit down on a park bench and watch the people go by. I'm sitting here having some sandwiches, jam sandwiches. You've got to love a jam butty, haven't you? Well, I do. I always love a jam butty. These ones are strawberry jam butties. But always when I was a kid, my favourite was the raspberry jam, but strawberry jam's pretty good too now, so. And I'm just looking across towards the sea and the beach, and they've got their little hut there now for the first aiders and the people that do the swimming at the sea to save people. Don't have to do that very much, but it's probably a good job to have them there, because last year when I went in to have a swim there, I noticed that the water got deep very quickly, so it's good to have a bit of safety there. There are a few other people sitting down on these benches looking out at the world going by. Today's a funny day, because today I'm Carlos. That's right, today my name's Carlos, because I'm doing Carlos's job. And that's what happens on a Thursday. Carlos kind of is the same sort of, just the same as I do really. He's we work partly at the gate and partly in the reception. We can do most of the jobs around there, around the place. Although he does a bit more maintenance jobs and stuff, he goes and fixes things when things need fixing. I prefer to leave that to the maintenance people, because, I have enough to do with doing the other jobs that I do, with looking after people coming in. And there you go, that's a message coming in. I'll wait till that music's finished. So that was a message just coming in there. My wife was just sending me a message probably to say, how are you going to survive? Because you're going to have to cycle back home again. Because I cycled into work. See, what I did was, I'm going off the track a bit here. I'm doing a bit of a little story where I'm doing a shaggy dog story. I'm going on one track and following another track and down a rabbit hole. And anyway, the story now anyway is this. I had to cycle to work today because I took my car into the garage. And I thought I got most of the things out of the car to come into work. And I didn't. I forgot I left the keys in the car for the other car. So the other car is sitting in the garage back at home. My wife's gone to work with her key for the car, because it's her car. I've had to cycle in, but then I didn't mind so much, although it did make me about 10 minutes late. But that's okay anyway, because I kind of know how long it takes to cycle in now. I gave myself about 20 minutes and really need half an hour, maybe 35 minutes to do the cycle. 35 minutes if I want to take it a bit easier. So it wasn't a bad cycle anyway, and I arrived kind of all sweaty and everything, but I was still in one piece anyway. I didn't have a heart attack on the way, anything like that. So anyway, getting back to my other story. So today I'm being Carlos, and I'm sort of doing more of the gate work and less of the reception work that me and Carlos also do. And me and Carlos are pretty good on reception. We're quick, we get people into the booked in, take the details off them, scan their documents and do whatever we need to do, and get them in and out as quick as possible and get into their place in the campsite, which is what they want, what we want too. But apart from that, everything's good, because I had a nice cycle in. I enjoyed the cycle in, even though I had to get here rather sweaty and had a bit of a workout with it. The workout was good for me. And I'm even thinking about maybe having a go at doing a marathon in a few months' time. I'll wait until I finish this work before I start training, because I'm kind of on my feet a lot when I'm doing this work, and it really wouldn't be best for me to try and do the bloody two things at the same time. I think I shall better wait until I've finished this work, and then I'm going to start a period of 16 weeks of training to do a marathon. Now, fortunately, there's marathons around here. There's one in a place called Lestartite, which is north of here, and it starts at a Roman, which is quite good really, because we're talking about marathons, and marathons started in the Roman Olympics. So there's a place called Lestartite in Empuria Brava, and basically what you've got there is you've got some Roman ruins, so it's kind of just the right place really to start a marathon. I don't know how many people go to, as we'll see anyway. There's also marathons in Barcelona, I think May or March these marathons are, and I've basically got to organise myself to have 16 weeks before I get started. And there's a dog going by, he's going to say hello to me. Hello dog. He's a nice looking dog. Somebody's talking on the walkie-talkie as well, so. Anyway. I've been talking for about 7 minutes now, and I think that's long enough for this Audioboo podcast. And this is Dave Allen talking to you from sunny Costa Brava, in sunny Catalonia, in sunny Spain. And that's the northeast part of Spain, if you want to know where it is, looking at it. I'm about 100 miles, beg your pardon, I'm 100 kilometres north of Barcelona. And there's about 100 kilometres if I want to go to the border with France at La Jonquera. So you've got a bit of an idea where I am. And the nearest city would be Girona, which is about 30, 40 kilometres away. I think it's about maybe 37 kilometres to be exact. From here, where I'm in Platja d'Aro. And Platja d'Aro, that's Catalan for what the Spanish would call Playa de Aro. So there you are, you've had a bit of a lesson in Catalan, a bit of a lesson in Spanish, Catalan geography. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.